April 4, 1929, how the first who will live in the divine fiat will be like the yeast of the kingdom of the divine will. My abandonment is in the holy volition, which, like powerful magnet, draws me to itself, to administer to me, sip by sip, its life, its light, its prodigious, admirable and adorable knowledges. So, my mind was wandering within it, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, the first who will do my divine will and will live in it, will be like the yeast of its kingdom. The many knowledges which I have manifested to you about my divine fiat will be like the flour for the bread, which, in finding the yeast, becomes fermented, as much flour as one puts in. But the flour is not enough, it takes the yeast and the water in order to form the true bread, to nourish the human generations. In the same way, the yeast of the few who live in my divine volition is necessary to me, as well as the multiplicity of the knowledges about it, which will serve as the mass of light that will give all the goods which are needed in order to nourish and make happy all those who want to live in the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, do not worry if you are alone and few are those who know, in part, what regards my divine will. As long as the little portion of the yeast is formed, united to its knowledges, the rest will come by itself. After this, I was following the acts of the divine fiat in the creation, and while I was following its acts in the heavens, in the sun, in the sea, in the wind, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, look, everything that serves the whole human family in a universal way is always one. On the other hand, the other things, which do not serve in a universal way, are multiple. The sky is one, and it extends above the heads of all. The sun is one, and it serves as light for all. The water is one, and therefore it gives itself to all. And even though it seems divided into many founts, seas, wells, however, from whatever place it descends, it possesses the one single force. The earth is one, and it extends under the feet of all. And just as in the natural order of creation, so in the supernatural order. God is the universal being, and He is one. And because one is the God of all, He gives Himself to all, He envelops all, He is everywhere, He does good to all, and is life of all. One is the Virgin, and therefore universal Mother and Queen of all. One is your Jesus, and therefore my redemption extends everywhere and in a universal way. Everything I did and suffered is at the disposal of all and of each one. One is the little newborn of my divine will, and therefore the whole entire universe will receive, in a universal way, all the goods of the manifestations and knowledges of my divine fiat, which, like sacred deposit, I have deposited in you, so that, more than splendid sun, it may shine its innumerable rays to illuminate the whole entire world. Therefore, everything I tell you contains the universal virtue, which will give itself to all and will do good to all. So, be attentive, and always follow my divine will. May everything be for the glory of God and for the fulfillment of His fiat. Deo gratias.